watching CNN headline news earlier today. They had this really wild story about bots, about the danger of bots and how these bot masters, or whatever they're called, are able to make enormous amounts of money by having sort of a pyramid scheme of maybe thousands of computers below them, you know, like hacking and whacking their way into accounts here and there, and even just something, a scam so simple as a bunch of hits to Google, and then somehow the payment gets back to them, or a part of the payment gets back to them. Scary stuff.
Yeah, in fact, I think one gentleman or one individual had pled guilty in Los Angeles to actually running some sort of botnet. And what a botnet is like an army of soldiers, is that there is usually a worm or a virus
right.
that takes over unsuspecting victims' computers and it installs a piece of malicious software. It's, you know, and turns the computer into what is called a drone or a zombie. And then this software, this piece of malicious software, phones home to the attacker, usually over an IRC channel, like like a chat room.
Right.
And then the bad guy, you know, literally can control tens of thousands of computers of unsuspecting people and direct those computers like to attack an innocent company through what we call a distributed denial of service attack.
Right.
It could be used to pipe spam through these unsuspecting victims because through their ISP, they don't have to worry about the email being rejected, so to speak, and it's coming from so many different sources, it's really hard to track down.
You know, the story portrayed exactly what you just said. Virtual, good word, armies out there, thousands of computers directed by individuals, sort of computer warlords, if you will, going after these different goals. Man, we are in the middle of a world changing right in front of us, and a lot of us are simply totally unaware of it, aren't we?
That's true, and it's a shame because if individuals out there just did a few extra steps when they purchase a computer, they could really raise the bar, and they probably won't be attacked because if they run something like a personal firewall and they're careful about opening up attachments and doing certain things that people can do to really mitigate the risk. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that go into Best Buy or Circuit City, their mom and pops, they go buy a computer, they plug it into their DSL or to the cable, and then they're victimized, you know,
well,
within probably a day.
Well, let's face it, Kevin, no matter how many warnings are given out, and they're constant, millions of people are not going to tend properly to their computer. That's just a fact of life. So these armies are going to constantly be able to recruit new soldiers. It's not going to stop. I mean, is there some kind of educational process that you think would really get through? We finally have people wearing seatbelts in America. Could we do a similar thing with computers? Are we going to have to?
Well, I think the software manufacturers could release their computer operating systems, you know, for example, you know, the one with the biggest market share, Microsoft, configuring it in a default security on environment. But why they don't do that is because people want interoperability, they want reliability, they want functionality. Microsoft doesn't want to have their telephone support centers, you know, barraged with customer service calls.
Right.
So they usually release it in a more relaxed mode, so to speak. But I think if the operating system manufacturers increase the security of their released operating systems, and also there were some public service campaigns to really help raise general awareness about computing and security to the general public, I think it would help tremendously.
How many holes are there in, like, XP? Current operating systems, XP Pro, XP Home are pretty good operating systems, but God, it seems like they keep discovering new holes all the time. Is there going to be an end to it? I mean, will Microsoft ever produce the last patch?
I don't think so, but you can't really pick on Microsoft. It's really, you know, all computer operating systems are developed by people. You know, whenever you have the human factor,
yes,
it's always prone to error. And unfortunately, is back in the day when, you know, Windows XP Pro was coded, or Windows, you know, Windows 2000, and these, and even the legacy systems, they were developed by engineers and developers that weren't taught secure coding practices. So what has happened is these operating systems have been released, and there's a lot of bugs, a lot of flaws that security researchers could identify and exploit, and then once they're exploited, they release the information to the public over the Internet, then anybody could exploit it.
All right, but look, there's going to be another operating system just over the horizon. In fact, I think there's a name for it.
Longhorn,
there you go. So now that they know about all of these security holes, when Longhorn comes out, it should be absolutely flawless, right?
No, there's always going to be security vulnerabilities. Humans develop computer programs, and there's always going to be problems. The thing that we need to do is, you know, be aware that these systems aren't 100% perfect, and then develop a defense in depth model. So you have to presume that any computer that's connected to the Internet could be compromised, but then knowing this in the back of your mind, what can you do to limit the damage? And that's really how you have to think. Now, think about all these companies that are out there with these firewalls and like over the Internet, like for e-commerce, for example.
Right.
And they have the company firewall, but they still have to allow the public to connect to their website, else they can't do business. And so what they do is they hire the, you know, a junior programmer to develop the web application that the company is using, you know, to sell products and services.
Well, Kevin, when I go on to a secure site and I see VeriSign with a little check there, am I basically safe?
Oh, not really. I mean, there's attacks that can be done. What you're talking about is using what we call the secure sockets layer
protocol with the
lock.
That's right.
That means that any information that you send is encrypted, and also
right.
You have a reasonable level of confidence you're talking to the real site, not a bogus site.
Well, do I what I'm asking is, do I have a reasonable level, can I reasonably expect that I'm safe?
Well, what you could think about is, what are the threats? Is there, for an attacker to come specifically after you and do what we call, what the term is, it's called a man-in-the-middle attack. And what that allows the attacker to do is, even if you're using a secure connection, there's a way to trick you into connecting to the attacker, and the attacker actually connects to the real site and monitors all the information flowing in between, kind of like what the NSA would do.